Tractate 47. John 10. 14-21. Part 1. Those of you who hear the word of our God, not only with willingness, but also with attention, doubtless remember our promise. Indeed, the same gospel lesson has also been read today, which was read last Lord's Day, because, having lingered over certain closely related topics, we could not discuss all that we owed to your powers of understanding. Accordingly, what has been already said and discoursed about we do not inquire into today, lest by continual repetitions we should be prevented from reaching what has still to be spoken. You know now in the Lord's name who is the Good Shepherd, and in what way good shepherds are his members, and therefore the shepherd is one. You know who is the hireling we have to bear with, who the wolf, and the thieves, and the robbers we have to beware of, who are the sheep, and what is the door whereby both sheep and shepherd enter, how we are to understand the doorkeeper. You know also that every one who entereth not by the door is a thief and a robber, and cometh not but to steal, and to kill, and to destroy. All these sayings have, as I think, been sufficiently handled. Today we ought to tell you, as far as the Lord enables us, for Jesus Christ our Savior hath himself told us that he is both the shepherd and the door, and that the good shepherd entereth in by the door, how it is that he entereth in by himself. For if no one is a good shepherd but he that entereth by the door, and he himself is preeminently the good shepherd, and also himself the door, I can understand it only in this way, that he entereth in by himself to his sheep, and calleth them to follow him, and they, going in and out, find pasture, which is to say, eternal life. I proceed, then, without more delay. When I seek to get into you, that is, into your heart, I preach Christ. Were I preaching something else, I should be trying to climb up some other way. Christ, therefore, is my gate to you. By Christ I get entrance, not to your houses, but to your hearts. It is by Christ I enter, it is Christ in me that you have been willingly hearing. And why is it you have thus willingly hearkened to Christ in me? Because you are the sheep of Christ, purchased with the blood of Christ. You acknowledge your own price, which is not paid by me, but is preached by my instrumentality. He, and only he, was the buyer, who shed precious blood, the precious blood of him who was without sin. Yet made he precious also the blood of his own, for whom he paid the price of blood, for had he not made the blood of his own precious, it would not have been said, precious in the sight of the Lord is the death of his saints. So also when he saith, the good shepherd giveth his life for the sheep, he is not the only one who has done such a deed, and yet if those who have done so are his members, he only himself was the doer of it. For he was able to do so without them, but whence had they the power apart from him, who himself had said, without me you can do nothing? But from the same source we can show what others also have done, for the Apostle John himself, who preached the very gospel you have been hearing, has said in his epistle, just as Christ laid down his life for us, so ought we also to lay down our lives for the brethren. We ought, he says, he made us debtors who first set the example. To the same effect it is written in a certain place, if thou sittest down to sup at a ruler's table, make wise observation of what is set before thee, and put to thy hand, knowing that it will be thy duty to make similar provision in turn. You know what is meant by the ruler's table, you there find the body and blood of Christ, let him who comes to such a table be ready with similar provision. And what is such similar provision? As he laid down his life for us, so ought we also, for the edification of others, and the maintenance of the faith, to lay down our lives for the brethren. To the same effect he said to Peter, whom he wished to make a good shepherd. Not in Peter's own person, but as a member of his body, Peter, lovest thou me? Feed my sheep. This he did once, again, and a third time, to the disciples' sorrow. And when the Lord had questioned him as often as Li judged it needful, that he who had thrice denied might thrice confess him, and had a third time given him the charge to feed his sheep, he said to him, When thou wast young, thou girdedst thyself, and walkedst whither thou wouldest, but when thou shalt be old, thou shalt stretch forth thy hands, and another shall gird thee, and carry thee whither thou wouldest not. And the evangelist has explained the Lord's meaning, but this spake he, signifying by what death he should glorify God. Feed my sheep applies, then, to this, that thou shouldst lay down thy life for my sheep. And now when he saith, As the Father knoweth me, even so know I the Father, who can be ignorant of his meaning? For he knoweth the Father by himself, and we by him. That he hath knowledge by himself, we know already, that we also have knowledge by him, we have likewise learned, for this also we have learned of him. For he himself hath said, No one hath seen God at any time, but the only begotten Son, who is in the bosom of the Father, he hath declared him. And so by him do we also get this knowledge, to whom he hath declared him. In another place also he saith, No one knoweth the Son, but the Father, neither knoweth any one the Father, save the Son, and he to whomsoever the Son will reveal him. As he then knoweth the Father by himself, and we know the Father by him, so into the sheepfold he entereth by himself, and we by him. We were saying that by Christ we have a door of entrance to you, and why? Because we preach Christ. We preach Christ, and therefore we enter in by the door. But Christ preacheth Christ, for he preacheth himself, and so the shepherd entereth in by himself. When the light shows the other things that are seen in the light, does it need some other means of being made visible itself? The light, then, exhibits both other things and itself. Whatever we understand with the intellect, and how, save by the intellect, do we understand the intellect itself. But does one in the same way with the bodily eye see both other things and the eye itself? For though men see with their eyes, yet their own eyes they see not. The eye of the flesh sees other things, itself it cannot see, but the intellect understands itself as well other things. In the same way as the intellect seeth itself, so also cloth Christ preach himself. If he preacheth himself, and by preaching entereth into thee, he entereth into thee by himself. And he is the door to the Father, for there is no way of approach to the Father but by him. For there is one God and one mediator between God and men, the man Christ Jesus. Many things are expressed by a word, all that I have just said, I have said, of course, by means of words. If I were wishing to speak also of a word itself, how could I do so but by the use of the word? And thus both many things are expressed by a word, which are not the same as the word, and the word itself can only be expressed by means of the word. By the Lord's help we have been copious in illustration. Remember, then, how the Lord Jesus Christ is both the door and the shepherd, the door, in presenting himself to view, the shepherd, in entering in by himself. And indeed, brethren, because he is the shepherd, he hath given to his members to be so likewise. For both Peter and Paul and the other apostles were, as all good bishops are, shepherds. But none of us calleth himself the door. This the way of entrance for the sheep he has retained as exclusively belonging to himself. In short, Paul discharged the office of a good shepherd when he preached Christ, because he entered by the door. But when the undisciplined sheep began to create schisms, and to set up other doors before them, not of entrance to their joint assembly, but for falling away into divisions, saying, Some of them, I am of Paul, others, I am of Cephas, others, I of Apollos, others, I of Christ terrified for those who said, I am of Paul, as if calling out to the sheep, "Wretched ones, whither are you going?" "I am not the door," he said. "Was Paul crucified for you? Or were you baptized in the name of Paul?" But those who said, "I am of Christ," had found the door. But of the one sheepfold and of the one shepherd, you are now indeed being constantly reminded, for we have commended much the one sheepfold, preaching unity, that all the sheep should enter by Christ, and none of them should follow Donatus. Nevertheless, for what particular reason this was said by the Lord, is sufficiently apparent. For he was speaking among the Jews, and had been specially sent to the Jews, not for the sake of that class who were bound up in their inhuman hatred and persistently abiding in darkness, but for the sake of some in the nation whom he calls his sheep, of whom he saith, "I am not sent but to the lost sheep of the house of Israel." He knew them even amid the crowd of his raging foes, and foresaw them in the peace of believing. What, then, does he mean by saying, "I am not sent but to the lost sheep of the house of Israel," but that he exhibited his bodily presence only to the people of Israel? He did not proceed himself to the Gentiles, but sent, to the people of Israel he both sent and came in person, that those who proved despisers should receive the greater judgment, because favored also with the sight of his actual presence. The Lord himself was there, there he chose a mother, there he wished to be conceived, to be born, to shed his blood, there are his footprints, now objects of adoration where last he stood, and whence he ascended to heaven, but to the Gentiles he only sent. But perhaps someone thinks that, as he himself came not to us, but sent, we have not heard his own voice, but only the voice of those whom he sent. Far from it, let such a thought be banished from your hearts, for he himself was in those whom he sent. Listen to Paul himself whom he sent, for Paul was specially sent as an apostle to the Gentiles, and it is Paul who, terrifying them not with himself but with him, saith, "Do you wish to receive a proof of him who speaketh in me, that is, of Christ?" Listen also to the Lord himself. "And other sheep I have, that is, among the Gentiles, which are not of this fold, that is, of the people of Israel, them also must I bring. Therefore, even when it is by the instrumentality of his servants, it is he and not another that bringeth them. Listen further, they shall hear my voice. See here also, it is he himself who speaks by his servants, and it is his voice that is heard in those whom he sends. That there may be one fold, and one shepherd. Of these two flocks, as of two walls, is the cornerstone formed. And thus is he both door and the cornerstone, all by way of comparison, none of them literally. For I have said so before, and earnestly pressed it on your notice, and those who comprehend it are wise, yes, those who are wise do comprehend it, and yet let those who are not yet intellectually enlightened, keep hold by faith of what they cannot as yet understand. Christ is many things metaphorically, which strictly speaking he is not. Metaphorically Christ is both a rock, and a door, and a cornerstone, and a shepherd, and a lamb, and a lion. How numerous are such similitudes, and as many more as would take too long to enumerate. But if you select the strict significations of things as you are accustomed to see them, then he is neither a rock, for he is not hard and senseless, nor a door, for no artisan made him, nor a cornerstone, for he was not constructed by a builder, nor a shepherd, for he is no keeper of four-footed animals, nor a lion, as it ranks among the beasts of the forest, nor a lamb, as it belongs to the flock. All such, then, are by way of comparison. But what is he properly? In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God, God was the Word. And what, as he appeared in human nature? And the Word was made flesh, and dwelt among us in us. Hear also what follows. "Therefore doth my Father love me," he saith, because I lay down my life, that I might take it again. What is this that he says? Therefore doth my Father love me because I die, that I may rise again. For the I is uttered with special emphasis, because I lay down, he saith, I lay down my life, I lay down. What is that I lay down? I lay it down. Let the Jews no longer boast, they might rage, but they could have no power, let them rage as they can, if I were unwilling to lay down my life, what would all their raging effect? By one answer of his they were prostrate in the dust, when they were asked, Whom seek you? They said, Jesus, and on his saying to them, I am he, they went backward, and fell to the ground. Those who thus fell to the ground at one word of Christ when about to die, what will they do at the sound of his voice when coming to judgment? I say, lay down my life, that I may take it again. Let not the Jews boast, as if they had prevailed, he himself laid down his life. I laid me down to sleep, he says elsewhere. You know the psalm, I laid me down and slept, and I awaked rose up, for the Lord sustaineth me. What of that dash I lay down? Because it was my pleasure, I did so. What does I lay down mean? I died. Was it not a lying down to sleep on his part, who, when he pleased, rose from the tomb as he would from a bed? But he loves to give glory to the Father, that he may stir us up to glorify our Creator. For in adding, I arose, for the Lord sustaineth me, think you there was here a kind of failing in his power, so that, while he had it in his own power to die, he had it not in his power to rise again? So, indeed, the words seem to imply when not more closely considered. I lay down to sleep, that is, I did so, because I pleased. And I arose why? Because the Lord sustaineth will sustain me. What then wouldst thou not have power to rise of thyself? If thou hadst not the power, thou wouldst not have said, I have power to lay down my life, and I have power to take it again. But, as showing that not only did the Father raise the Son, but the Son also raised himself, hear how, in another passage in the Gospel, he saith, Destroy this temple, and in 3 days I will raise it up. And the evangelist adds, But this he spake of the temple of his body. For only that which died was restored to life. The Word is not mortal, his soul is not mortal. If even thine dieth not, could the Lord's be subject to death?